This is Will Friedle from Pod Meets World. Let's be honest. The 90s gave us some great things. The music, totally rad. The fashion, so fly. Home decor, that's a different story. In HGTV's new competitive series, Totally 90s House, two teams of iconic TV stars take on two homes frozen in time. Paired with HGTV experts, they'll turn dated spaces into fresh modern homes and compete for the ultimate bragging rights. Goodbye, honey oak cabinets. Hello, 21st century. Totally 90s House. Special series premiere starts August 26th at 9, 8 central on HGTV.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. And folks, this is Pledge Week. The numbers are 888-281-1110. That credit card or 216-901-0933. John, do you know who McKenna West is?
No, Pastor Ernie.
She's a young woman that's living in Texas. She come down there to work with Ken, or to meet Ken Paxton, because she had taken, she was paid $60,000 to carry a baby for Nasheen Gilker and Omar Ahmed. And here, when the baby was diagnosed with HLHS, they told her, well, we want you to go ahead and murder that baby. And of course, they don't use that word murder. They said abort it. And she said, no, I'm not going to do that. That's killing. That's murder. Now, the interesting thing is that the lawyers are saying they don't want to use the word used, killing, in connection with abortion. They don't want to use, well, only the slimiest, cowardly lawyers would do that. I mean, the real, I don't know, you know, sea bottom of people. God has said abortion is murder, folks. And let me tell you, to kill down this woman, McKenna West, hats off to her. Hats off to her. She said no. She gave birth to the baby, and she headed to Texas because they were trying to sue her for $100,000 there in Alaska. So she's now there in your neck of the woods with Ken Paxton, and he's going to bat for her. So what do you think?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, once you explain that, I just didn't know her name. Yeah, I'm well aware of that. And they wanted her extradited back to, I don't know what state.
Alaska.
And she went to Alaska?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Paxton, the governor, Abbott would not allow it. So she stayed in Texas there and then had the baby.
Well, hats off to them, to Abbott and Paxton, too.
Yes. Yes. You know, because they had an extradite her, and the governor has to agree to someone being extradited, and he refused it. Abbott refused it.
Very good. All right. Nick in Maryland pledges 100. Thank you, Nick. And Linda in New Jersey pledges 30. Thank you, Linda. All right, folks, the numbers are 888-281-1110. We got to make sure that John feels acclaimed and not ashamed. We have to have a very good night this night. Can I get one match for Joseph in Ohio for his pledge of 300? Can I get one match for that? Can I get a match for Annie in Pennsylvania for her 140, for her 140. Can I get a match for my 1,000? Can I get a match? Yesterday we have four matches. Can I get a match for the 1,000 tonight? I have less than 1 hour to raise enough money to stay on the air for the next month out there and to continue to bring you things that the mainstream media does not want you to know. Speaking of what we're talking about there, in Lebanon, guess what the IDF found in the mosques? In the mosques in Lebanon.
I think that was all sorts of military equipment, Pastor Ernie. And I think a lot of it, did it come from Russia or China?
Yeah.
There was a lot of very sophisticated equipment.
Yeah, in the mosques right there. What do you think? Do you think that possibly we would find similar things right here in America?
Well, I have no doubt, Pastor Ernie. Absolutely no doubt.
There are more and more growing number of military people in this country that are telling us, that are warning the church and the pastors, you better wake up. You guys got to wake up. It's here. They're here. We're not saying go out. Not saying to, you know, to declare war on Muslims and not. We, you know, we don't want to hurt them, but be prepared because they do want to eliminate us, okay, or enslave us. So, folks, I mean, that's just reality. You saw what they have done in other countries, and there are a growing number of them right here. And now, a number of people, Nancy Mace and others, want to pass legislation that says they cannot hold public office. What do you think, John?
Well, I would say, Pastor Ernie, right off the bat, it's unconstitutional. But how can they take an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States when they are following Shiira law, which supersedes the Constitution?
Well, that's why
there's a real problem there, Pastor Ernie, with them. You know, I know we have freedom of religion and all this, but I think that they would have to deny Shiira law, and that they would the Constitution would be superior to it. And they're not. If they do it, they're lying.
You know, yeah,
they're lying.
All right, David from Las Vegas pledges $80. Thank you, David. David from Las Vegas pledges $80. All righty. Did you know, John, that Elon Musk said that he is going to spend up to $200 million in the midterms to stop the communists and the Muslims? Did you hear that?
Yes. I didn't know it was $200 million, but I did know that it was a lot of money, and he's, you know, 100%. Behind us here and providing the funds so that the least advertising wise and promoting time wise, we got the upper hand on them.
And some of the Democrats are in a panic because some of their big donors have pulled away. They're not donating to the DNC. And do you know why they're not donating to the DNC?
They're communists.
Well, yeah, but, you know, those donators, those guys were anyhow, they knew that. They were Democrats. But remember Mrs. Harris, Kamala, when she, or Kamala, she blew $500 million, and they spent it on everything except for what it was supposed to go to, you know. And so remember also what happened. The DNC was supposed to be getting all of this money from these donors, but when Doge kicked in and they went through and they cleared up the, USAID, all of a sudden that money that was going to DNC dried up. What do you think of that?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, it had to be. Look, the Democrats are incredibly corrupt. Now, we got the problem with the rhinos with the Republicans, but they were getting all this money and pumping it overseas, and I had no proof of it, but just the way politics works and the way the Democrats are, that they were getting kickbacks from that. So, like, let's say they got $10 million went overseas for some cause that back into the Democrat coffers would come like $1 million. And so you add that up with all those programs that are out there. So once Trump began drying all that money up, ridiculous. I mean, money would go and they wouldn't know what happened to it. We're talking about billions of dollars.
Yeah, you are. So
he's draining it now. Now they don't have that money they were getting as kickbacks for all the money they were sending overseas.
Well, just recently in Minnesota, they went after, they found, you talk about, it was like $2 billion or something that these Muslims had been ripping off the taxpayers for, and they had this huge mansion, that they went in and it was on the news. It showed them arresting these people, and they were scamming. And again, here, a lot of these Muslims, especially the Somalians, are saying that they should not have to be tried or held under the same laws as we are, because in their culture, in their society, they do that. That's just part of their society, cheating and that. And just like,
yeah, but we're not in Somalia. We're here in America, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, I know that. And they were taking suitcases and here, Tampon and Timmy, you know that he's into that up to his eyeballs. I don't know how much they have on him, but I know that he is. I know that he is. Okay, and so, and the same thing with their attorney general there. I think they're going to get him. Did you see how Comey threw his own wife under the bus?
Well, yeah. Apparently, they have proof. I guess she provided it. I don't know how. But that, 8645?
Yeah.
That she emailed him. They had, like, emails back and forth about what that meant. And then, like 20 minutes later, he put that out there for everybody to see. So they have proof that he knows what that meant. And his wife is the one that was involved in it. Now, I don't know if she gave him up. I don't know. But I know for sure that she was in emails with him, and they were talking about 8645 and what it meant.
Well, she didn't give him up. They went after him, and he said no, he didn't send those emails. His wife did. He gave her up. He rolled over on her.
Okay.
So
same thing. He's making admissions that he knew what 8645 meant.
Now there's. I understood that there's a new indictment on him. So right now, I think it's what, two or three different indictments on him. What do you think is going to happen?
I hope that they can get a fair jury, Pastor Ernie. You know, the closer you get to D.C., the less chances of a fair trial. If you're a Democrat, you know, there's always tilted for them. But with evidence like this, and I think he's lied already that he didn't know what it meant.
Yeah, I know, and he did it under oath, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah, he did. So they got him for perjury at a minimum.
What is that? I think that's, what, 4 years?
I don't know.
All right. They just got one of Fauci's number one guys, one very, very close to him. He just rolled over, and it sounds like that he's dropping the big dimes on Fauci. It sounds like that's what's going on there. I mean, Fauci would you consider him to be like Dr. Mengele?
Oh, absolutely. Pastor Ernie, the man is despicable. There isn't enough nasty things I can say about him. All the people that suffered back there and older people that they're sick in bed and they're infirmed and all that, they couldn't have visitors and they didn't understand why their family wasn't coming to see them and they died alone. I mean, all of that. And then And it's just horrible.
What about all what about all the black orphan kids in New York?
Yeah, he used them to experiment on.
And now they're claiming that there's evidence that they found that he may have, the Fauci may have invented AIDS.
Well, that was brought up by a brilliant doctor, Pastor Ernie. I just can't think of her name. It's like a Polish sounding name. And she was accusing him back, like when she was, Fauci's older now, and she's older, but back when AIDS was really running, you know, big, you don't really hear of it anymore. She was accusing him, just like he did with COVID-19, she was accusing him of doing the same thing with AIDS.
Yeah, he was much younger at that time.
They threatened to put her in prison without any, I think she was arrested and all, and there was no charges. They just held her and said that they weren't going to let her loose if she, free if she, she had to sign some statement that she wouldn't pursue this anymore.
Since you moved to Texas, there's all kinds of things, I mean, happening in Texas. And do you know where Henderson County is?
No, I don't. Well, it's not near me. I know that.
Texas is a big state, isn't it? How many counties is in Texas? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
I think in Ohio, I think we have 88. But Henderson County.
Texas, there's one county in Texas that's bigger than Rhode Island.
No kidding. Well.
Yeah.
Henderson County DA strips Trinidad, Texas Police Department of prosecution power after cops arrested two citizen journalists for exercising their First Amendment rights. Tiny East Texas town under 1,000 implodes over dirty water cover-up, retaliatory arrests, a fired judge, and mass resignations and 15 years of bad policing. The Henderson County District Attorney and County Attorney have informed the Trinidad, Texas Police Department that they will no longer accept any cases for prosecution solely investigated or filed by the department until further notice. The letter obtained by local media affect neuters the Trinidad's Police Department ability to bring meaningful criminal cases. The Henderson County Sheriff's Office will now handle crimes inside city limits. Pending cases will be reviewed one by one. The prosecutors themselves requested an ongoing Texas Commission on Law Enforcement to audit the department there. This is in direct fallout from Trinidad's heavy-handed war on free speech. This is kind of like, you know, you see in the movies in these southern towns, in these Texas towns where these people come in and they're from out of town, and they don't get treated very well. Trinidad is a town of fewer than 1,000 people, about an hour southwest of Dallas, and has struggled for years with serious water problems, discolored water sediment, strong odors, and chemical readings far above legal limits. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality later confirmed the major deficiencies, including chemicals more than 300%, have above federal limits, and are failing distribution systems. Citizen journalist Jennifer Combs, who runs the Southern Bell Watch page, posted that she had received reports of residents being hospitalized due to bacteria in the water. She asked people to share with her what they were seeing so the information could be passed to state regulators. Then Police Chief Charles Gregory responded by having her arrested on a state jail felony charge of false alarm or report. Gregory claimed the post creates fear, panic, or unnecessary emergency response within a community. Combs, a mother with a clean record, was taken from her home and handcuffed and spent 23 hours in jail. A Henderson County grand jury quickly no-billed the case declining to indict her. Combs then filed a federal civil rights lawsuit, the Eastern District of Texas, against the city and several officials, alleging First Amendment retaliation, malicious prosecution, and deliberate effort to punish her reporting. These allegations remain pending and have not been adjudicated. The federal case is Combs versus Gregory. And then they arrested a reporter from one of the TV stations. All right, the phone lines are open at 888-281-1110 or 216-901-0933. Here, Coach Dwayne pledges 50. Thank you, Coach. So I still need to get at least one match. Can I get at least one match for my 1,000? The other night we had two guys went together and they for $500 apiece to match my 1,000. Can we get a match for that 1,000? All right. So after a decade of spewing left-wing nonsense, Nike sees the stock tank to a 12-year low. They're starting to learn about going woke. And some of these, what do you think makes these people be so foolish to do things like what Coca-Cola did or Target stores to go woke? Remember Bush beer? By bringing out these sodomites or these transgenders or these drag queens. And here, for all these years, I would have never bought any Nike shoes because they were so far left out there. Now their stocks have really hit a 12-year low, and people, and the quality, they say, is going down. They're no longer price competitive. But it's got to do with, go ahead.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, they're ideologues, and they're arrogant. It's like, are you following? I don't really care about women's basketball, but it's gone political, so now I'm following it, and they are so ideologues that publicly now, out in the open, They can't define a woman. It's women's basketball, and they can't define what a woman is. But they won't give it up. This is really hurting them. It's gotten political now. They're starting to talking about investigations in there for what they're doing, and the state of Indiana. I think the attorney general is looking at it. The federal government's looking at. They won't give it up. That ideologue that men can have babies and all that stuff. And it's complicated. What a real woman is complicated. So that's why, Pastor Ernie, they're ideologues, and they won't give it up.
Well, AOC says that they're going to drop woke, that woke's not working real well. It didn't work very well for them. So she said that they're going to drop woke, but she went and had her eggs froze. And I don't know. What do you think about that?
It's awesome. Oh, I don't know. I don't think they drop it. They'll just do it until they get in power. And if they get in power, they'll go woke. You know, I don't think they drop it, Pastor. It's just for political reasons.
I mean, how insane can that be? The furries, they did the furry thing. The thing about going out and screaming out in the woods and screaming at the trees?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'll never forget that, watching that on the news. That screaming was not human. It was demonic. It had to be demonic.
It was. And the trees paid no attention to them at all, right?
That's funny. No, they didn't. The trees.
And do you think that they were very frustrated by screaming at those trees and getting not much of a response?
No, I don't think so. I don't know what they're out there screaming about. I think they were screaming just to alleviate themselves, you know, to get whatever whatever was going on. The screaming is a way of releasing it.
Isn't that the purpose of the baseball bats and the watermelons when they did that thing, and some every watermelon was some white man that they hated or didn't like, especially Christians, and they beat the watermelons into oblivion, and that was to give them satisfaction. Do you think maybe that you and I had a watermelon?
A watermill?
Watermelon. They beat watermelons.
Oh, I love watermelons, Pastor Ernie. I could never beat a watermelon. I love them.
Well, I know, but the woke women, the feminists, when they had that day, don't you remember? It was about a year ago last summer, and they got all the watermelons, and each one had a name of some man that they didn't like. Of course, Donald Trump, I mean, there was a lot of watermelons named Donald Trump. And they beat those watermelons with ball bats. Didn't you know that?
I didn't see it, Pastor Ernie. I heard it, but I didn't see it.
Oh, it was it was glorious. It was quite a sight. It was quite a sight. Anyhow, there you go. The phone lines are open, folks, at 888-281-1110. Or 216-901-0933, 216-901-0933. And there you had that woman psychologist, a psychiatrist, and she was talking about that on why these women, especially these young women, are doing this, that why they're going towards communism and Islam, you know, under Islam, these women don't really have a whole lot of rights, do they?
No, Pastor Ernie. I mean, that would be the best thing for them to become Muslims and get shipped over to Iran or shipped over, well, anywhere, Saudi Arabia, any of those countries. They would learn real quick what Islam is like.
You had, remember the women's basketball teams that you had during the Olympics there? The coach, that lesbian coach, I'm trying to remember her name, very foul mouth, really a foul mouth. But she was all in favor of men in women's sports. All in favor. Why do you think these feminists out there are in favor? The one coach said that if they couldn't compete with the men, they should just shut up then and get out if they can't compete with the men.
Again, Pastor Ernie, they're ideologues. And they, you take, remember that case there with that man who joined the women's swimming team? At what, University of Pennsylvania? Did you remember that?
Yeah, well, there were several that have done that, but in the swimming team.
No, well, he was the most outstanding one. He was like 6'4". That woman, Gaynor, she's gotten a lot of notoriety since that. She stood up against it. Well, anyways, he was ranked number like 220 or 30, way, way, way down there. And he became like the number one, quote, I don't know what you call it, female swimmer. He was winning all these races and awards. And when he swam as a man, he wasn't even, it was like he was literally the bottom of the barrel. So the women just, they can't compete like that.
He was in the locker room in their shower room naked.
Yeah.
He went in there full.
Yeah. I wasn't going into that, Pastor Ernie. I was just looking at the competing. He wasn't like, let's say, the 20th best swimmer, and all of a sudden he's winning you know, when he says he's a woman, he's winning now. He was way, way, way down, like at the end, you couldn't be any lower than him. And he goes in and he's winning as a quote woman.
What about the Olympic boxing match? Do you remember that?
That's when that guy says he's a woman from like Morocco or someplace, and didn't he break a woman's cheekbone or jaw?
Fight lasted 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Four seconds it was over with. No, you had that volleyball. They had the volleyball where that guy, that trans thing, spiked that ball into that woman's head and gave her a big concussion.
Oh, yeah, she is. That's affected her, pissed her knee. She has, like, some sort of brain damage.
That's right. She had permanent damage, didn't she?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what he did was, you're right, he spiked it, but, like, kind of right in front of her, and he spiked it. He could jump high, and he spiked it down, and it hit her, like, right in the forehead, knocked her out and all. And she's had certified, like, brain damage as a result of it.
Well, they're saying now that all of this controversy is bringing more attention to women's basketball because they were having a real problem getting people to watch it, to women's basketball. And so what happened was they passed those rules or regulations or whatever that the men's basketball association had to pay the women, they had to, because they weren't getting enough. So whatever they were doing. Why do you think people didn't want to watch the women's basketball?
Because it's boring, and they're not good. They've improved somewhat, but I tried a while back watching it, and it's awful, Pastor Ernie. They just are. I can't say it any way else. I mean, I played basketball, and you know, I go way back into the 1950s, and I can remember Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain. So I watch, and I can't, those women games, I can't watch them. They're boring to me, very boring.
Do you think that probably because a lot of those young women are young and pretty women, that the people that are watching them would be more likely to be men than women? Because women aren't, for the most part, aren't nearly as much into sports as men are. That's been my, especially where it comes to football.
Well, here's the problem, Pastor Ernie. I don't know what's true or not, but what I've heard is 60% of the women are all lesbians. And the team in Seattle, I watched this on the news, before the game, one game, two of the women on the team came out publicly and announced that they were going to get married, and they had a little welcoming ceremony for them. This is, you know, in the arena there before the game. You know, are we going to watch men, Pastor Ernie, basketball if before one of the game, two of the players on the team announced that they're going to get married? And everybody's clapping and cheering. Isn't that wonderful?
I know that I was watching the during the Olympics there. I was that lesbian coach for the American. When the American men showed the men's basketball kneeling for prayer, they kneel for prayer, and here the women's team they turned their back when the Pledge of Allegiance was said, or what do you call it, was played. They turned their back on it. And here they interviewed them, and those young women spoke like whores. The filth that came out of their mouths.
The chances are they're lesbians.
Yeah.
They had that spirit in them. Yes, they're lesbians.
Regina in Pennsylvania pledges $100. Thank you, Regina. I got to give those numbers again. 888-281-1110. Credit card line or 216-901-0933. Can I get a match for for my 1,000. I still haven't had a match for my 1,000. What about the 300 match? Can I get a match for that? We have 25 minutes left to call in tonight, folks. You'll have 25 minutes left in time to call in. John, did you know that Obama-appointed judge blocks Cash Patel's plan to move the FBI headquarters to the Reagan building instead of building a new one? Hands Maryland Democrats a major victory. I thought that they were going to, that Trump was going to try to move those agencies out of D.C. because everything in D.C., you know, is so far to the left. An Obama-appointed judge, that's corrupt, an Obama-appointed corrupt judge, blocked FBI Director Cash Patel's plan to move the Bureau's headquarters from existing Ronald Reagan building in Washington, D.C., a move Patel said would save American taxpayers billions of dollars. U.S. District Judge Theodore Chong sided Monday with the Communist Party, well, the Democratic-controlled state of Maryland and Prince George's County. Those jurisdictions have been leading to a location for a brand-new multi-billion-dollar FBI campus in Greenbelt until Patel and the General Services Administration decided last year to keep the headquarters inside the District of Columbia at a fraction of the cost. What do you think of that, John?
What are the courts doing? What are they doing in this stuff? It's like just today, I think it was today or yesterday, well, first of all, you had some appellate court that said Trump couldn't build the dining hall that he wants, the banquet hall, but part of the White House. They stopped it. And now today, the Supreme Court said that he could. Did you follow that, Pastor?
Well, they put a hold on it. They put a hold for a stop on that. But here's the thing. They said it's about 60% completed already.
But what is the federal court doing? Why are they interfering with the White House? In fact, most of the money, from what I understand, was donated to it. In fact, I think all the money. It's not costing the government anything. But yet, some Democrat files a lawsuit, and the court, these judges, pick it up. And then they're doing what I just said to do. They stopped it. They put a hold on it. But again, the Supreme Court Justice Roberts, the Chief Justice, he lifted it. But why are they doing this, Pastor?
Well, I'll tell you why first. But I got to tell you that Jake and Joyce in Pennsylvania pledged $1,000. They pledged $1,000. And James in Illinois pledges 40. Thank you. Let me tell you, they just talked about what is causing that general, the one that comes always on Fox News, and I'm having, he's on there all the time, and I'm having one of my senior moments. But anyhow, he was making a point that the one thing that is causing the hard line in Iran, the hardliners in the IRS, IRSCG or whatever, is they're hoping, they're believing that they're being told that they're going to get, the Democratic Party is going to come to their aid. The Democrats, right here in America, the Democrats will betray our government, betray this country, and will somehow stop Trump. This is what Kane, I think General Kane was his name, but anyhow.
Oh, yeah, they call him, his nickname is Raising Kane.
Yeah, but no, that's not the one I was thinking about. That's a different one. Anyhow, but did you see the stuff came out about General Milley? Mark Milley, there was a number, they just did an investigation, they found evidence that a number of former generals, former high-ranking generals were getting money from China. They were getting large amounts of money from China. And remember Mark Milley?
Oh, I remember him well, Pastor Ernie.
So I'd like to see where that goes. That's one that really needs to come out. You know, because we're being sold out. And here in Iran, and, you know, in Iran, they're having things are really going bad for them. They're really... I feel sorry for the people in Iran, John, what they have to live, because, you know, those are Persians. They're not all Muslims. In fact...
No, they're Muslims, Pastor. And a Persian is just a ethnic type of people.
Yeah, I know, but so what Muslim. I'm talking about, the vast majority of the people there, the leadership is all Muslim, the leadership, but not the vast majority of the people. They had.
I disagree with you. They are, Pastor Ernie.
Well,
and they're coming out of it. A lot of them are turning to the Lord, especially the youth. But they're Shiite. Now, here's what you're talking about. Within their religion, there's the followers of the Mahdi, and that's like a hardcore minority. The Mahdi is their hero that's coming at the end of time, and he's gonna save the Muslims, and they're going to conquer the world. Yeah, but that nation is a Muslim nation.
So is the Mahdi going to come up out of the well? Is he the one that comes up out of the well?
Yeah. Like 1,000 years ago, he fell into some well, and he was supposed to be the rule of world. Like he was, and he disappeared. So they concocted some sort of a story that he's like hibernating. And at the end of time, he's going to come out and conquer the world, and the whole world is going to turn Islam. So that's who they're waiting for now.
So
I don't think that's all of Iran. That's a certain sect within Iran, within, you know.
I thought that most of Iran was Shia. I didn't that there wasn't any Sunni, Saudi Arabia Sunni, right?
You're right. Right, and the Shiites are where the Mahdi comes from. The Twelvers, there's 12 Ayatollahs. Ayatollahs are almost they're under Mohammed. They're not quite at Mohammed's level, but they're exalted, the Ayatollahs. And they're the ones that are promoting the Mahdi. But the majority of the people there don't believe it. I think that this is justice. And who brought it was, remember Ayatollah Khomeini?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one, when he came to power, he brought this Mahdiism with him.
Well, they had in the UK, they had a Pakistani wedding. And all of these very wealthy people showed up, and they had all of these very, very expensive cars. And went in a Pakistani venue in UK's Birmingham, firebombed. Guests flee as supercars are all torched, and it shows you have the very expensive cars that are all parked out there on fire out in front. This is in lawless Britain. Not even attending the wedding is safe. Apart from Sadiq Conlad London, Birmingham is considered the most violent city in the UK. It has higher than average criminality, with the euphemism, the rising violent crime and burglaries. Yesterday, we learned that even wedding reception can be a dangerous proposition. Some outlets are framing the firebombs at a Pakistani venue as an attack on supercars, and maybe that is what it was, but the CCTV images show that at least one Molotov cocktail hitting the entrance of the hotel. Be as it may, two supercars did get completely torched. Well, I mean, why would they want to? Well, because obviously these are wealthy people, but these are from Pakistan. Do you think maybe the Muslims were behind that?
I think maybe the British were behind it, Pastor Ernie. if you want to call them British patriots, I think they might have been behind it.
Well, you might have. You might be right. Okay, Maryland and Arkansas pledge of 75. Thank you, Maryland. All right, 888-281-1110 or 216-901-0933. John, former assistant U.S. attorney found dead inside a federal building in San Diego after being reported missing. This is kind of funny because it's a little strange, but they say that they don't think this guy was murdered. They think he committed suicide. And nowadays you just really wonder, don't you?
Yeah. What can I say, Pastor Ernie? You know, it's who knows what's true?
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I can tell you exactly what's true. It's called God's Word, the King James Bible. It is 110% true. I may be preaching, Lord's willing. There's two things. One of the two I think I may be preaching on this week, John. And one of them would be why the world hates Israel. Why the world hates Israel. Or the other one is contradictions in the Bible. This atheist group has put out a track, and it's got all of these, what they claim, contradictions in the Bible, and says, how in the world can anyone believe anything that comes from the Bible when it contradicts itself? So I may just be taking those and show you what the Bible actually says. But right now, you got about 7 minutes. Does he have 7 minutes for Andy? You have 7 minutes to tell the folks how they can avoid that burning lake of fire and how they can get to glory.
Well, thank you, Pastor Ernie. And last week, I guess it's the last 2 weeks, I've been sharing about the brochure that I wrote. It's called Islam, the Promise of Eternal Life. And I lay out in it the God's plan of salvation. And Pastor Ernie, I've been getting, I think I sent you that. Today I mailed you, I have them printed now. I mailed you copies of it. So you'll get it probably Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
The brochures. But in it, I lay out the plan of salvation to the Muslims so they can have assurance of eternal life. They don't have assurance of eternal life as a Muslim. It's crystal clear from the Quran and from their secondary books, the Hadiths. But Pastor Ernie, I was looking at it, and I was thinking that in the time we have, that it would be good to share what I wrote and explain salvation. So what I'm looking at here is what the Bible says is going to happen when we stand before Jesus Christ as believers. It says that God's promise, this is what I'm writing now, of eternal life and his great love for his people, this gives us assurance of eternal life with him. And here's the scripture. Herein is our love made perfect. Notice that. Perfect love when we're before God. That we may have assurance in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. As Jesus Christ is, so are we. That's amazing. God, our righteousness comes from Christ, and he wants to fill us with his love. The love bond between God and those that love him is like love between a young child and his father. You have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we shout with joy, Daddy Father, Romans 8:15. For believers in Jesus Christ, God is a special loving father, and this is why there is no fear. He that loves not knows not God, for God is love. Now, the Bible also, there's an absolute scripture that promises us eternal life. That's 1 John 2:25. And this is the promise that he has promised, even eternal life, 1 John 2:25. Now, although God promises eternal life, there's a problem. There's something that has to be dealt with, and it's a very serious problem. It's called sin. And to give us the assurance of eternal life, the penalty, the price for sin must be paid. And that penalty is the wages of sin is death. Death. That means physical death now, And well, actually, it also means after death, hell, if you're not have Jesus as your Savior. But in eternity, it means death means separation from God for eternity, and what the Bible calls the lake of fire. So this has to be paid for, this penalty. It cannot go undealt with. So what happened was God sent Jesus Christ to take that penalty for our sin. Anyone that's born of us, flesh and blood here, we're direct descendant of Adam. And because Adam and Eve sinned, they fell into sin, it passed on. It's inheriting, like we inherit blue eyes or the color of our skin and all. Sin nature is inherited. So Romans 5:12 says, "For by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." That's Romans 5:12. So now what God did is he sent Jesus Christ from heaven to be born of a virgin. He doesn't have the sin nature. Amen, Pastor Ernie?
Amen.
So he could be the Savior because he didn't sin. And then during his entire lifetime, he didn't commit one sin. He didn't have the sin nature, and he didn't commit one sin. So therefore, he could pay the penalty. If not, whatever sin you committed, if you don't accept Jesus Christ as the one that died on the cross and paid your sin, then you have to pay it. You'll be judged in what's called the Great White Throne Judgment, and every sin you'll have to give account of, and that goes into, the person then goes into the lake of fire for eternity. So listen now of how this this comes down now. It says, God proved his great love for us by sending his only begotten Son into the world to die on the cross for our sins. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. Whoever believes in him has the promise of eternal life and assurance of never perishing. God was able to make this promise because, now this is from Scripture, all things are of God who reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself and not counting their sins to them. We plead with you in Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Notice God was in Christ. For God has made Jesus to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. That's from 2 Corinthians 5. So on the cross, Jesus Christ took the penalty for our sin. Then God placed his righteousness in us. This is the reason we have assurance of eternal life. Folks, good works has nothing to do with this at all. If we do good works after we come to Christ, yes, that's our nature now. But you can do all the good works in the world. That's like telling you've been arrested for sticking up a bank and telling the judge, but Your Honor, I was a good Boy Scout. I was an Eagle Scout. It had nothing to do with it. Same here with sin. So what I have is a prayer that I laid out in the brochure for the Muslims to come to Christ. And this is what it says. It says, I'll just read what I said. I invite you to receive God's promise of eternal life.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Writing should enhance your flow and mental alignment. Elevate your daily notes and planning with the G2 Boost Collection from Pilot. Featuring the legendary smooth G2 Gel Ink, Comfort Grip, and powered by the science of color, with blue for productivity, purple for creativity, and pink for optimism. They're designed to power your accomplishments and intentions. Get G2 Boost on Amazon today. G2 Boost. Hues to power you.